Poor life.
And so that means we're ready to roll.
Sorry, yes.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot. This is the November 12, 2024 Thurston County Land Use Hearing Calendar. Thanks everybody for joining us here today on Zoom. I am Sharon Rice. I am an attorney who works as a hearing examiner on contract for Thurston County and for about 9 other cities and counties in Western Washington. As the county's hearing examiner, I do have jurisdiction to hear and to make a recommendation to the Board of County Commissioners on this morning's first item, which is project number 2023-105186. It is a request for road vacation, and the property address associated with this request is 2731 French Road Northwest in Olympia. Just some participation remarks, instructions to let folks know where we're going. Anyone who needs to get my attention today should call me Examiner Rice or Ms. Rice. And if anybody here has requests on how they should be addressed, please let us know when you first testify. This virtual hearing is being recorded, as Ms. Katie confirms, by the Zoom platform. And it's the audio recording that's a crucial part of this legal proceeding. So I do need everyone's help in making sure testimony is audible. You can do that by silencing your mics when you're not testifying, so we won't have inadvertent noise from your background, and also silencing your cell phones, as I've just done, to make sure we won't have any ringing phones that interrupt your testimony when it's your turn. Despite the virtual format, please do recall this is a legal proceeding. In order to be sure all testimony is audible, I will be asking folks to please testify one at a time. When you first testify, I will ask you to please state and spell your name. And if you are not the applicant, I will ask you to please give us your correct job title so that I can acknowledge you appropriately in my notes and hopefully therefore in the findings. Couple of land use law things I need to let people know. The appearance of fairness doctrine is a Washington state law that requires decision makers to be free from bias or prejudice. And although I am not making the final county decision in this matter, I am the fact finder. And so it still applies in this proceeding. And so I will let you know the following. Again, of course, I don't work for Thurston County. I'm not a Thurston County employee. I don't own any property anywhere near the subject property, and I don't have friends or family who do. And I haven't had conversations with anybody regarding the merits of the proposal. And because all of those facts are true, and because this is what I do for a living, I'm pretty confident I can issue an impartial decision in this matter. Please, or recommendation to counsel in this matter, anyone who thinks they have grounds to challenge my impartiality is required to raise that challenge at their first opportunity. And if you're in the meeting, that would be in your testimony today. Also, please do understand land use permits are not decided based on how popular they are. And by that, I mean, it doesn't matter if many people are opposed or if no one is opposed. As the county's examiner, I'm charged with reviewing the evidence and determining whether it successfully demonstrates compliance with the criteria for approval. And so opposition or support are fairly irrelevant. All testimony will be given weight and relied upon to the extent that it helps me determine whether or not the criteria for approval are satisfied. And in a land use application, the burden of proof belongs to the applicant. That burden of proof is a legal term that means that it's the applicant's job to make sure all the necessary evidence is in the record. So that being said, in Thurston County, we hear from county staff first. And I will then hear from staff first, and I do have a couple questions queued up for staff. After that, we'll turn it over to applicant or applicant's representatives, and they will have an opportunity to add or challenge anything staff has said in their presentation and also answer questions I have queued up. After that, we will check for public comments, and if there are members of the public in the meeting who wish to testify, they'll be invited to do so, and we will have responses following public comment, first from staff and last from the applicant, because as the party with the burden, the applicant gets the last say. So as we go forward, I will be cueing you as to when it's your turn, and I will also remind you to take the oath if you try to testify before you do. Please know the following. In a virtual hearing context, it's my practice to hold the record open briefly at the end of the hearing, and by briefly, I mean 2 business days. And that is for the sole purpose of allowing people who attempted to participate but who had technology issues that prevented their participation to submit written comments in the record. If we do receive any timely post-hearing public comment from folks who had technology problems, staff and the applicant will be provided with that those comments and be requested to reply, and you will also have 2 business days. So there's a little bit of a schedule. At the end of the hearing, we'll go over that schedule and I will give you those dates in detail. And you will know the dates upon which the decision can or the recommendation can be expected to be issued. And when we're completely done, I'll email it to Miss Katie and she can forward it to you. Last thing, I want to acknowledge the exhibits that were provided to me so that I could conduct an efficient proceeding. The first one is the staff report by the Public Works Department to the examiner. So it will be Exhibit 1, and on the last page, page 2, there are 4 attachments listed. They are attachments A, the notice of hearing, B, a copy of the application, C, a vicinity map, which I think is also acting as a site plan, and D, a plat map. So those are the only documents I received. I did review them. They are admitted. And we are done listening to me. Let us please go ahead and have the county staff representative who will speak first. Unmute, state and spell your name, give me your correct job title, and allow me to swear you in, please.
Craig Sisson, Real Estate Services Manager for Thurston County Public Works, CRAIGSISSON.
Thank you, sir. If I could ask you to raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm your testimony will be true? Please say I do.
I do.
Thank you very much, and go ahead.
Thank you. Notice of public, let me back up. The right-of-way was dedicated to Thurston County on October 16th, 1869, under Thurston County Auditor File Number 2700005 in Volume 1 of Platts, page 12, Records of Thurston County, Washington. The county lost its right to open this right-of-way October 16th, 1874, per RCW 3687090. Notice of public hearing was published in the Nisqually Valley News on October 24th, 2024 and October 31st of 2024, and the notice was posted in the vicinity of the requested vacation on October 17th, being at least 20 days prior to the hearing per RCW 3687050. There are 2 adjacent property owners who were notified by letter mailed on October 17th, 2024. There is no other criteria to be met for the platted right-of-way as it was never opened or used prior to 1905 per RCW 3687090. Therefore, Thurston County Public Works recommends that the vacation request of Stacy L. Callahan be approved per RCW 36090.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sisson. I understand this is a pretty simple and straightforward request, but I do want to just make sure I have all of the facts correct so that my recommendation doesn't have to be corrected after it's issued. I'm curious about the legal description. It's unusually not detailed. Am I missing any information, or is this the legal description as stated in the staff report the only legal description that goes with this piece of right of way?
That is the legal description that we are provided, because it is a lot and block legal description, that it consists just of those lots 2 through 9, that unopened right of way. So it is a very simple, but it's based because it is a plat and it is the platted blocks that are called out.
Great. Can you, sir, help me find it on the plat map? Because I couldn't find any block 75 on the plat map. That's at attachment D. I don't know if you've found it on that map. If you have, can you help me find it?
I have not found it on that map.
Okay.
Due to the fact that it's very old and hard to read.
I couldn't find French Road on this plat map, so it was hard for me to figure out where block 75 even was.
Yeah, and French, if I am correct, French cuts through this plat. It is not necessarily as a platted street on here due to that. Okay. That is something that we will fix in future maps.
Got it. Got it.
Because the roads don't match the plat map.
All right.
As the plat was done, as I said, in 1869, long before the county had naming restrictions and protocols on their roads.
Got it. All right. So I don't really need to find it on the plat map.
No, that is, it is platted on there. We could do further research. I could forward you a map if you would like that. We'll find it on the plat map and I'll have it highlighted for you.
Actually, I would appreciate that just so that I can
Okay.
compare it to that document. So let's do, I will ask that we'll hold the record open for this additional document, which I
Okay.
will make attachment E. Miss Katie, is that okay? Thank you. We are pretty much using attachment C, the vicinity map, as a site plan, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And the subject property is the entire red square with a hatched section inside the boundary of the subject property.
Correct. That hatch section is that area of the alleyway that is being asked to be vacated.
Okay. To the bottom, to the south of the hatched area, there it looks like the rectangle of right of way width proceeds for a short distance. Has it been vacated south to the south previously, or any idea of why?
To the best of my knowledge, no, it does not show up on the map as being vacated. I haven't done the research to see if that is. It would also be by operation of law. So we couldn't open it even if we had wanted to. We would have to go in and acquire the property.
Got it. I was just curious because
Yeah, it
I'm not
does
sure why
not
it
look
shows
like
up.
it according to the maps.
Okay. And so the legal description identifies that area.
Correct.
Okay. In a land use context, sir, I normally get the list of adjacent property owners who were notified. I don't know if there's a usual practice in a right-of-way vacation, but I have your testimony that two neighbors were notified. Did they submit any comment in the record?
We have received no comments.
Okay. All right. I think that's all I had. Mr. Sisson, anything else you want to add based on my questions or anything else at all?
Other than we'll forward that information to you as soon as we can. Other than that, I have no further testimony.
Great. Okay. That I just need that within the next 2 or 3 or 4 business days. I'll be fine.
Thank
All
you.
right. Let me just make a note. Thank you very much. Okay, if we could please ask the applicant, go ahead, unmute, state and spell your name, and let me swear you in.
I'm Stacey Callahan, Stacey Callaghan.
Great. And then may I swear you in? Do you swear or affirm your testimony will be true? If so, please say I do.
I do.
Thank you very much. Did you have any particular information you wanted to bring to my attention?
No, except probably what everybody's already noted. When I've talked to everybody about this, when I bought the land in 1999, I was told that there was this old kind of they didn't call it a right of way. They said something that looked like might be an alley or something like that, but that the state had no rights to it, and that I could pay a lot of money and try to clear that up. But at the time, I was young and I didn't take that financial hit on. And lately I've been looking at it and it just feels like the right thing to kind of seal it off, get the taxes right with that as I get older. And when I talked to our estate this time around, they said the same thing. It seems to be an operation of law, which Lord knows what that means, but it seems to take away some of the other rights the state might have. And this is so old that some of these legalities far expanded their ability to reach, which was like about 5 years after the land was like taken a look at for this opportunity. And that the land was even purchased in the 1800s, which fell before some of these laws even could take place and take hold. So goes beyond my understanding, but it does seem that the different people I've talked to feel like that I could just take ownership of my complete land and then start paying full taxes on my land and kind of clean this area up. None of my neighbors have complained. My one neighbor I know is that it seems like it goes into their property as well. I talked about it around the time that I bought my land, and they too weren't concerned about that and said that maybe one day their father was going to buy that area because that's their family land as well. So I think that's still kind of sitting there as Mr. Sisson said. Anyway, I'm glad to ask any questions and do any more I need to do. Thank you for your help, everybody.
Of course. Thank you for your testimony. Let me just understand. So I believe that when you purchased the red square, the full red square, you said in 1999, it was multiple parcels, and you've since had them consolidated. Is that correct?
You know, that's a little confusing too. What first occurred was we bought the whole land as one unit in one time. We needed multiple, we had two mortgages to do it, but I bought the whole land in one unit. But there were different tax parcels. So for up until a few years ago, I paid two or three different land taxes, you know, twice a year because there were different tax parcels. And I would call and say, can I write one check? Can we bring this together? And then we had a new treasurer or assessor, whoever handles the tax things. And one of their things they did when they took over their when they were voted in was they took a lot of lands and bought them together in one plot and one number. And so now we're taxed one time, one bill, I write one check. And so I think that's the answer, you know, for that question. That's a the best answer I have for that is they used to be kind of different and then something changed and we put parcels together under one number for tax.
Okay. That wasn't a process that you that wasn't an application you filed though. That was done by
No,
the assessor.
the yeah, they did that. And
Okay.
it seems to streamline things.
Okay, great. And just to confirm, I asked Mr. Sisson this, but I'll ask you as well. The only portion of the alley that you're seeking to have vacated is that portion inside the overall red square that is your property, right?
Yes, I'm
Okay.
not looking for the neighbor's property at all.
Great. Or anything in the outside of the red
No,
boundary.
nothing. Yep, just right in that red square in that hatched zigzag area that sits straight through the middle.
All right. Those are my only questions. I just wanted to clarify those things. Anything else you want to bring to my attention?
No, except if anybody needs anything, I'll keep trying to do that.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask Ms. Katie to help me now find out whether there is anybody in the meeting who wants to provide public comment.
We do have someone in the meeting named Jude. If you would like to leave comment, go ahead and raise your hand electronically, which should be at the bottom of your screen. There's a little raise hand icon. Sometimes it's on different locations depending what you're using.
No hands. All right, and Jude might be here early for the next matter as well.
Correct.
All right, we're going to take one more beat. The person logged in as Jude, if you want to testify, please find the raise hand button and click it. And then we will, Ms. Katie will promote you so you can testify. Going once, going twice. All right, we're not going to have any public comment. Before I close the record, let me just check in with Mr. Sisson. I'm going to include that document that you've offered in my post-hearing email to Miss Katie. Aside from that business, is there anything else you want to say before we close the record?
Not at this time, thank you.
Great. And Miss Callahan, anything else at all before I close the record?
No, thank you very much.
Great. Thanks, everybody. Okay, I definitely feel I have everything I need to make my findings and make my recommendation to the county commissioners. So let me just go over that post-hearing schedule. I know we're not expecting public comment really because there hasn't been any, but I like to treat all applications the same. So this is our post-hearing schedule. The record is held open through November 14th for public comment from people who tried to join, including Jude. If Jude had technology reasons, Jude couldn't testify. And so again, the person, anybody who had technology problems may submit written comment. It would most naturally go to Miss Katie's email address, which is her name, and is in the notice. But if we don't receive any post-hearing public comment, the record would close on November 14th, and the 10 business day deadline for issuing the recommendation becomes December 4th, because there are two legal holidays in that period of time. If we do receive post-hearing public comment, I will ask both staff and applicants, Ms. Katie, if you receive any, please forward it as soon as possible to the others. And I would ask staff and applicant to respond in writing for the record, even if all you have to say is no comment or I agree, just to make it clear that you did have the opportunity and you did participate in that process. Your post-hearing responses are due October. Nope, they're not. They would be due. I missed that date in my notes. So November 14th becomes November 18th. And so your responses will be due November 18th, and that will result in a recommendation deadline of December the 6th. And in the meantime, Mr. Sisson, again, in the next several business days will be plenty early for me to get that additional piece of information. I appreciate your offer to do that. That's our business. We are concluded. Thanks very much, everybody. We can stop the recording. Have a good day.